Someone who did know Phil Walsh quite well is our own Dwayne Russell, and he joins us now. Hi, Dwayne.
Peter, Kate, it's been an amazing morning to get your head around. But just to think that can, you can wake up and you can get that kind of news, it's the circumstances that are starting to filter through to me are bizarre. Look, like a lot of people in the footy industry, I've known Philip for a long, long time. I wasn't super close to him, but you know, I must have spoken to him a couple of hundred times over time. I mean, he was a player back when I was playing, played at multiple clubs, so he had contact with a lot of people. He was at Geelong as an assistant coach or a fitness coach back when I was still living in Geelong and I'd just finished my career there. He worked at Port Adelaide for a long, long time, was a great assistant coach there, and then went to the West. Now he's come back as his first year as coach of Adelaide, for those people who are unaware. And I think he had a relationship with his family that I think football and family life was always a mix that he had to try and get right. I spoke to him just a week ago, actually, about the mix. And, you know, he's talking about surfing with his son, and he went for a surf with his son and Rory Sloan down Port Lincoln Way, and how much fun he had and how much he was enjoying just the whole coaching role and how much he was enjoying life. So this is an amazing story to wake up to today.
And Dwayne, do we know what his relationship is like with the playing group, and how on earth are they going to cope with that and field a team on Sunday against Geelong?
Yeah, Kate, I don't think they'll play myself. The AFL obviously will have a look at this and talk to the Adelaide Crow directors today and try and work out what the best thing to do is. The game's scheduled for the Adelaide Oval. It's against Geelong. It will, you know, alter the fixture remarkably if they can't take the field. But I think they have to think of the players themselves, and they have to think of, the mental process that those players are going through. I mean, they're virtually asking those players to go back to work a day after they've just been told the probably most horrible news they've heard in their life. So I don't think the game will go ahead on Sunday, to be honest. I think they'd probably look at rescheduling it. I'm not sure when they would reschedule it, but that's just a guess from me right now.
All right, Dwayne, we do appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, guys.